Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to MSE. Thank you for all of you joining us today. Today we are going to talk about hackers and internet fraud. In just a few moments, we are going to go with my colleagues, Salomé Villarreal and María Paula Vidal. Every single internet user hates one thing, hackers. But what are they? A hacker is a person who gains an unauthorized access to a computer system. Hackers trick people into doing things like giving money. Hackers trick people so they can earn a lot of money. This is called internet fraud, and they do it by scamming you. They say something terrible happened and that you need to pay a lot of money to fix that problem. You accept because you want everything to be okay. Hackers also pretend to be bank accountants so they can get all your passwords. They also try to log in your bank account to take out a lot of money. Unlike many others, some people know how to identify hackers that are trying to scam them. Some hackers ask for help, but they don't want your help. They just want to hurt you and get your money. Police are trying to deal with hackers nowadays and try to catch them. Some suspicious people are being watched by the police. Despite this, we still need to be careful of ill-mannered people by placing a strong password. Although nowadays police are catching more and more hackers because they have the location of various checkpoints where hackers have been.
Well, thank you, Emilio, for the information you gave us about hackers. Now, we move on with Salomé Hernández, who is going to be performing some interviews to Karina Llanos and Joana Pinto.
Hello, Will. We have been told that you have been a recent case of hacking. Can you tell us your story?
Well, yes, usually it's in relation to these new platforms that we have for our bank accounts, like Nequi for Bancolombia and DaviPlata for Davivienda. So yes, usually you just receive an email and they are telling you that something went wrong with your account and that you need to resubmit your details. And as I know that I actually don't have opened them, I know they are already trying to hack me try to just drop my money or my account. So I immediately, what I do, the first time that I receive it, I remember that I just check in the police section. There is a specific section where you can submit the whole email and they know how to track them. So that was the first time I just search and then I just submit it. And then the second and third time I just resubmitted immediately because I already knew how to do it. So yeah, that's more or less the story. I never have been actually hacked, but I have been attempted to be hacked.
Well, thank you.
Oh well, we see here Miss Karina Llanos was able to defend herself from hackers. Now we move on with Joana Pinto.
Hello, here we have another victim about a recent case of hacking that will tell us her story.
Well, one day I was checking my account, my Facebook account, and there were people asking me that why did I change my picture, why did I was asking for money, why I was saying that I was living somewhere else when I live here in Colombia. And then we noticed that wasn't my real account. They got into the system, they got my pictures, and they were trying to get into it, to get money out of it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, those were amazing interviews. Thank you, Salomé, for interviewing Karina Llanos and Joana Pinto on today's MSE program. Now, we move on with some hacks for avoiding hackers. Number one is using strong passwords. Avoid simple passwords like 123456, your pet's name, or the password. Instead, you can use a mix of letters, numbers, and symbols, whatever comes to mind. Number two is enabling a two-factor authentication. This adds an extra layer of security to your accounts. Even if a hacker gets your password, they won't be able to log in without the second verification step. Although, you must be really careful. Many people have lost their accounts due to not remembering how the two-factor authentication works. Tip number three, beware of phishing scams and clickbait. Never, ever click on suspicious links or open unknown emails. This is the most common way because hackers use fake emails and websites to steal all of your personal information. Tip number four, keep your software updated. Regular updates fix security vulnerabilities, so make sure your system, apps, and mostly antivirus are always up to date. Lastly, the tip number five. Avoid using public Wi-Fi for sensitive transactions or at all. Hackers can easily intercept data on public networks. If you must use public Wi-Fi, maybe for an emergency, you can use a VPN for extra security or just pay yourself cellular data. Thank you. This was all for today. And remember, by following these tips, you can avoid cold-blooded hackers. This was all for today's MSE program. And remember, see you next week.